Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
What broke him down? Was it just
the body punching?
I was hitting with body punching. I heard him actually, he was crying in there. You were saying your big was crying when you hit him?
Yes.
When did that happen? And perhaps the fourth round on.
BoxingVoice.com.
So you knew you had him by that
Absolutely.
Time.
Absolutely, but I knew you were tough and you were taking those punches.
Deeply Healthy Productions.
Making woman gestures like,
Let's go, champ. It's the champ. Keep sharing the champ. With the fake champ. With Ali, Miami, Cusco.
BoxingVoice.com. We are back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're here to talk Canelo Chavez, May 6th, live on pay-per-view. It's going down. Mexico is going to be happy. Cinco de Mayo is going down. I mean, we got all the facts. It's officially announced. We have the press release directly from Golden Boy. And this was just announced, so we're bringing this to you. As it's happening, breaking news. It's going to be a historic event for the Mexican people and for the casual fans. This one's going to bring the casual fans back out. I don't know if it'll do as well as Mayweather Canelo did, but it's definitely going to bring the people out for this one. Listen, we're going to got to go to home. We got a whole cast of hosts. So we're going to go on out to the Sunshine State.
We're gonna head on over to a doctor,
Sunshine State,
Boxing MD. What's going on?
Is that a fair statement to me? You have to be honest with yourself.
So let me ask you guys a question. This is a yes or no. Is Canelo Alvarez? Do you guys consider Canelo Alvarez a top boxer? As far as, I guess, the boxing ability.
Yes.
I agree.
Do you want to know a fun fact? A fun fact is, since his loss to Mayweather, Canelo has only fought in one top five fighter in the two weight divisions he was fucking around with. Wait, just keep that in mind. And his name is Landy Lara. So just keep that in mind, right? Now, this fight itself is casual. It's not competitive. They have two big names. I think it'll be a fun fight, very one-sided. But I just don't want people to pretend that Canelo Alvarez is doing anything difficult as far as boxing for his career because, like I just said, Islandy Lara is his lone top five opponent since his loss to Mayweather.
What about Liam Smith?
Well, let's introduce Matt, the editor. How are you?
What's up, everyone? Here to talk about Chavez Canelo. I will agree with MD that this is sort of a garbage fight, and I'm not too happy to pay money for it. But I will because I like that HD quality, and Tiger Stream is just like way too complicated for me. But
you could always use your the Boxing Voice coupon code to save $75 for those who feel that it's not hard. Fern Gully.
Well, I mean, what is Ness, Inspector Gadget over there?
Yo, maybe you need to go to Fern Gully's house for this one since he's coming to your house this time. But listen, let's introduce the other guy. He's not the other guy. He's the one that holds it all together. The one that makes sure we are, not spewing non-factual information.
Jumping nothing but smooth sailing.
Well, it's a fact. Canelo Chavez getting down on May 6th. I hated on this fight the last time that we talked about it because I agreed with what Matt said, that it's kind of, in a way you could see it as a garbage fight, but in a lot of ways it's really kind of like one of those necessary evils. And if you see it as that, you could see a lot of good things to it. It gets Canelo out of 155 for sure, right? So he won't have the excuse to prevent himself from fighting Triple G. It gives kind of like a definitive answer to who's really going to be the future of Mexico in terms of boxing. There are people who do believe Chavez like is he's stand a chance, could come like stage a comeback. He has fans, a following. I honestly am very excited to see. I'm excited to see what kind of pay-per-view numbers it does, because I think it is gonna bring a lot of casual fans, and it's good for the sport. So I think I flipped my mind, and I think I'm excited for this fight. I think it's gonna be boring though. Anyone who thinks it's gonna be exciting, I think you're wrong. I think it's gonna be a boring fight.
That's actually the question I want to present to our listeners. Is how many pay-per-view buys does this one do? Remember, that number is 1-425-569-5241. We're taking live callers. Hit us up. Press 1 time if you want to voice your opinion. All international callers, you can call us right now by adding us on Skype. So
what should the window be? What should the window be? Let's give the window. Like, what could the range be? 100,000 range or less? You want 50,000 range?
100,000 is fine.
Okay, between five and 600,000 pay-per-view buys.
Oh, okay, okay. I thought you meant that it was only going to do 100. I'm like, what the fuck?
No.
I'm like, bro, this is going to break. This is going to shatter records, man. This is going to shatter records for sure.
I disagree with that. I think it's going to be a really good pay-per-view. I think it's going to do anywhere from like 700,000 to 800,000 pay-per-view buys. I just don't think that the Mexican-American fans are really behind Chavez Jr. I could be wrong,
dude,
but to me, he has ruined his reputation in that community, from what I understand of, you know, people in that community. You know what they've told me. That's all. I live in LA. You know, I'm around Mexican Americans my whole life, and Chavez Jr. was once loved, but he kind of ruined that in certain ways. So I don't know. Obviously, if the week up to the fight, it's getting a bunch of hype. It's number one on Twitter, trending, and everything like that. It may be over 1 million. I could see that, but I just don't think it's going to get that hype due to Chavez Jr. being
over 1 million. Like, I think we need to compare this
if
to the
hyped and promoted, right? I can see 1.1 maybe.
The thing is that, again, you have an intra, which means within, a Mexican community fight. Now, the best Mexican American or Mexican fighters, they do the best when there's a rivalry outside of that, right? I don't have these numbers in the top of my head, but like a Puerto Rican-Mexico rivalry, or maybe if they get like a Floyd Mayweather, an African-American fighter versus a Mexican or whatever, those typically do better. But like, it's not a Mexican war, and I don't think Chavez Jr.'s name is as relevant as we like to pretend it is, because we have to remember that the casuals are – we're talking about pay-per-view buys in America. And I don't know if people still remember Chavez Jr., because the last time I remember him in a legitimate fight, I saw him losing every second of every round against Fonfora. Let's not forget that.
So really quick, let's just go out to Julio Cesar Chavez and Canelo. Right away, Canelo took to his Twitter. As you can see here, we're on his verified Twitter. 819,000 followers. Something that MD likes to follow. His last tweet 3 hours ago was, "It's official." And I pressed the translate button. It was written in Spanish. "It's official. My next fight will be versus Chavez Jr. on May 6th. This is how I operate. Proving myself in the ring and shutting him up." Now, it sounds all good and shit like that, MD, but he's shutting up the wrong person. I thought we wanted him to prove himself versus Triple G.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know who. I think maybe he's making this scenario in his mind, because I don't think that many people are afraid to fight Chavez. In fact, I thought Chavez, I thought was the meal ticket for a lot of guys, right? A lot of guys wanted to fight Chavez because they knew that it was a name with an easy win. I'm pretty sure Frock wanted to fight with him. Golovkin wanted to fight with him, and now Canelo gets a fight with him. So it's the name, and I even was really disturbed that the propaganda spewed by Abel Sanchez about why the fight, or was it Abel or Tom, why is the Chavez fight big for Canelo or big for Golovkin when they were talking about that? And it's the name only, because can somebody justify what Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. has done to earn a shot at someone who has a belt in any weight class right now? I mean, what has he done?
It's a money weight. It's a money grab. We all know that. Like, you come on, like. Chavez getting a shot over a Charlo or a Triple G. Like, there's no point. Like, we know that's a money grab.
But he's leaving the division. I don't really understand what's the problem.
And I'm sorry. I hate to do this to address the chat. I'm sorry. I hate to address the chat, but in general, I'm just going to say this. We'll move on. Never talk about it again. That email was not sent by Golden Boy. Golden Boy just received it. So let's not make up lies about Golden Boy promotion and what the things that they said. We just needed to keep that because we speak facts over here. And the fact is that Golden Boy receiving an email that had something racist had nothing to do with Golden Boy.
And you can find that article with Paul Gitt from BloodyElbow.com if you want to actually look at the email yourself instead of just read or hear from other people.
That's right.
Yep. Exactly. But Ness, do you find it any more than a money grab? Do you find it a more of an intriguing matchup? Because I remember a very, very, very good fighter, borderline great fighter in Sergio Martinez having his way with Chavez quite easily. And yes, we all know about that last punch.
Martinez is Canelo is not as athletic as Martinez was, and
better chin.
We know what this is.
Better chin.
We know what this fight is. This is going to be a fight like for the Battle of Mexico. It doesn't necessarily have to mean much. But what it does, I like Steven's angle, and that's why I like optimistic people. I like that Steven is thinking, well, I'll accept this fight because at this point, Canelo would have gone up to 164 pounds. You know what I'm saying?
And a half. 164
and a half. And a half. Now, I know we're going to discuss that catch rate because there's a couple of people probably like are mad about that. But like essentially, that's like 3.5 pounds that Chavez has to drop, which is nothing. He's coming from 168.
3.5 pounds is quite a lot when
you also have to consider
168 in over like 6 years.
They have months upon months. They have months upon months to get in shape. This fight's not being announced 2 months in advance. It's being announced almost 4 months in advance. So Chavez has a long time to shed that weight off, and I think that the weight hopefully won't be – Canelo might look his best. I mean, maybe this is the first time we'll see Canelo not having to cut weight, so maybe that power will – like, I don't know what you're – I know you said it's not going to be an exciting fight. I mean, personally, I'm a big fan of – you know, I self-admittedly, I've said this before, like, I don't mind seeing violence, and it's going to be violent in the sense that Chavez Jr. – will get his ass beaten up pretty brutally. And I would be shocked if he makes it out of the 12th round. I see something like a corner stoppage for Canelo, probably about 8 rounds, because I don't see this being competitive. Like Ness said, maybe Sergio Martinez is quicker than Canelo, but I'll tell you straight up that Canelo has a better chin and has proven to be sturdy. So I don't think a big punch from Chavez Jr. will, have the same effect that it had on the Sergio Martinez. I don't see them being the same fighter. I don't see Canelo leaning for the biggest problem with Sergio Martinez is like what Matt says sometimes. It's like he leans forward. His head's above his feet, and that puts him out of position. So when you get hit like that, you're not protected, and which is why he stumbled back and tore his knee and almost got knocked out in that 12th round. So, I listen, I'm not being negative.
Let's give some details and some facts and open up these phone lines. We got the people here that you know what they're here for. I was practicing my cool little voiceover voice I was going to use. I was practicing it with Matt, but whatever. We ain't going to do that.
You should totally do it. It's not racist at all.
It's not what?
So, it's not racist at all.
How was that voice raised? Oh, you're talking about the quotes when I was reading the quotes.
Yeah, because you're trying to do like a Canelo accent and Chavez accent. And it was pretty funny, though, I have to admit. It was pretty funny.
Yeah, no, I was trying. But it's going to be a historic.
You can't do it, though. You can't do it because Canelo doesn't – they have like the different
– He has no English.
No, like, listen, I had nowhere near a close Canelo accent because, first of all, he doesn't speak as much English. You know, I was just giving it a Spanish – Mexican broken English accent, you know, like I dedicate this, you know, like that. Nothing, nothing fancy schmancy. But anyway, look, it's the details are that this fight is taking place at a contested maximum 164.5 pounds. The event is going to be produced and distributed by HBO Pay-Per-View. Details regarding the venue and international press tour will be announced. But that's about all that we have. I thought one of you guys said something about AT&T. I don't see any of that on the official press release.
I swear to God, I saw that somewhere.
No. They're going to go in front of the Nevada State Athletic Commission and put it on the docket, I believe. I saw that on tweet from, I believe, Oscar De La Hoya. I'll look that up while you guys are talking. But yeah, they're going to propose to have it at the T-Mobile Arena in Las Vegas.
Like the press release is saying, details regarding venue and international press tour will be announced. So I guess the venue's not legit, but damn, they should do Texas.
The problem I have with Texas is this needs to get fixed, because this is one of the biggest problems I have with the state commission is, I don't know if they still do it, but I don't want to see open scoring ever happen again in boxing. And if they still do that in Texas, fuck that. I don't want to see a competitive fight ever happening in Texas until they fix that. Because open scoring ruins fights. And I'm sure, Matt, because we both think the same way, that is not something that you're for, right?
Let's open up these
sports lines. Plus, Texas has an awful track record of allowing PED use. That's just
who's that? The worst referee in the history of boxing? What's his name?
Robert Hoyle. He's from Texas.
Nope.
I think, isn't it?
Who? And hold on, MD, very fast to correct the fact I have about the T-Mobile Arena. Lance Pugmire from LA Times reported Golden Boy will seek to secure May 6th at T-Mobile Arena for a major fight, Canelo Chavez Jr. at Friday's Nevada Commission meeting, and that was on January 11th, 2017. So that was only like 2 days ago. So that was before the news broke. So the news broke. They're going to be in front of Nevada Commission meeting today, and we should get some sort of concrete information about the location within the week.
All right. Let's go out to these phone lines. Listen, 30, 45 seconds, immediate reaction. We want to know your thoughts. We want to know how many pay-per-view buys. We want to know your first, I guess, your initial pick.
And we also want to know if you find this fight being more competitive than someone like me who doesn't really find it being competitive at all.
All right. Let's get out to our very recent, most newest boomerang user, Alex from Australia. What's going on, Alex?
Hey, boys. What's going on? Yeah, I'm a big fan of this fight just because I know it's going to be like blood and guts kind of fight, I think. I don't think it's competitive, like MD said, and I'm actually a bit disappointed in Canelo because, like, one of his excuses to not fight Triple G was, I'm not a 160-pounder. I dropped his 160-pound belt.
He's not. He's not. He's a 68-pounder now.
It's just stupid. I mean, that excuse now just made me hate Canelo. I don't know. Anyway, but I think Canelo's going to win pretty easy. I think it's going to be similar to the Kirkland kind of fight. I can't wait to see a non-weight-drained Canelo in full form. So we'll see how he goes. And I'm happy that he's going to feel a bit of power at a higher weight. So it kind of prepares him for Golovkin if we ever get that fight. Hopefully we do. That's my call.
All right, Alex, just let me know when you're ready to come back. That's what the boomerang does. You know, at least he sees it like me and Steven. So that's so far we got three people that have eyes and we can comprehend what's going on here. You know what I'm saying? It's like we let him get this gimme fight. Let him have it.
Hold on, miss. Do you not think this is not a money grab? Like,
yo, it's better than a Sammy Vargas type fight.
Dude, it doesn't matter if it's a money grab because
it's also on pay-per-view, Steven.
He's getting his – exactly. So if you don't like it, don't buy it. You know what I mean?
You over some friends. You split it. You know, everyone chips in
$5. Listen, I like this fight better than Cody and Kirkland.
You go to friends. I'll tell you that. Tiger stream it down.
I agree with that.
But that bar was set – I mean, Cody Kirkland's the worst pay-per-view fight I've heard since Mayorga, Sugar Shea Mosley, not to get mistaken for
the first one, the
producer Sugar Steven.
Think about it. We have three pay-per-view
calls. We got a lot. We got a lot of people out here. We're going to Blackface. Talk to me.
Yeah, respect to everyone listening in the past, present, or future. And what the hell is this 0.5 pounds about? What kind of bullshit negotiations is that? I'm watching our calls.
There are weights and there's half weights.
People aren't happy with those 0.5 pounds and stuff. Some weird stuff. But yeah, I think it does close to a million pay-per-views, to be honest with you. I'm not sure if two Mexicans have ever been on pay-per-view at the same time before. Can't really think going off my head.
Does it change your opinion that I tell you right now that the Cotto Canelo did 900? It's going to do more than that?
Yeah. I think it does, based on how these, you know, Mexican styles you're hearing and Mexican people follow boxing and they love their fighters on Cinco de Mayo and they love Canelo. This would do a million pies easy, in my opinion, but I don't think it'll be competitive either. Chavez Jr.'s soul should leave the earth after Canelo's finishing him. It's not competitive at all. I've never liked Chavez Jr. I hated him ever since I seen him walk around with those pink underpants on, eating cereal on the 24/7 with Sergio. Yeah, it's Canelo all day. I'm interested. It needs to be in Mexico and Mexico only. Don't put it in Texas. I want to see it in Mexico in one of those big-ass stadiums that hold 80,000 people. That's where it needs to be. I'm interested in the stadium atmosphere. I want to see it in Mexico with the Mexican national anthem. Because every time I hear that national anthem, my dick gets hard. That's my fault. We really need to stop complaining about men until they start developing a better taste for them.
There you go. Shout out to Blackface. Great call. Great outro. And don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, today and probably for the next week, Shannon Briggs has a new iPhone and Android game. You could go get it. It's called Clash of Champions. Absolutely free. Go support the, let's go champ. You know what I'm saying? Champ. It ain't going to cost you nothing to download. Go download that for Shannon Briggs and support his movement. You know, he's trying to make sure he get that training camp money right for the Fresno Quendo fight taking place in Jamaica. Now, my fingers still crossed. I hope that one happens in Jamaica. Listen, we're going back out to the callers. We got a lot of them. We're going to keep it moving. 30 seconds. We got Andre. Talk to me.
Yeah, what's good, everybody? In regards to this fight, I'm not excited. I think Canelo dropped the boy in four rounds. I could easily see a million buys, and it needs to be in Mexico. I want to see 100,000 people in Mexico City. I don't want to see it in Texas. That's it.
Well, all right, Dre. Man, I wonder if this is Mexico, I'm in there like swimwear for real.
I mean, a million buy. Like, I just don't see where you guys are coming from with that. But
we got a side note on that. From our recently boomerang, Alex says that there is Mexican versus Mexican pay-per-view, Barrera versus Morales 2, did about 300 buys, so this should do about 700.
Yeah, that's more reasonable. I would accept.
And about Oscar and Chavez Sr. too. That did 530, I believe.
Let's get to some more callers while you get the facts on that. We have Marcus Stacks. I'm not sure. This might be M Stacks switched from Blog Talk to Skype. Am I right?
Yes, Ness.
What up, M Stacks? How's it going?
Man, I ain't never used Skype before. I figured I'd try it. And I ain't doing nothing. The baby was asleep. I just found out about this fight. How do I sound?
Perfect, brother. Better than you ever sounded.
Okay. Sound better than this fight.
Skype is always the best connection.
Oh man, I think Canelo's just he's just fighting off his name. I think he's just gonna basically fight in events, big events. I don't think he's looking for the biggest competition anymore. I think he's looking for the biggest events. And this Canelo vs. Chavez will bring the Mexican fans out, and it will bring those fans who always want to see this fight out. I think.
Well, how do you feel then?
Come on, MD. This is an immediate reaction show. They're getting 30 seconds. Marcus, thanks for calling. I got to get to some other callers.
Let me ask you this. How do you feel that he left the 154-pound division with only fighting one guy in the top five, and his name is Islandy Lara? He's fighting tonight against a rabbi.
Well, at the end of the day, Islandy Lara was the best fighter in that division.
At the time, yes.
at the time Canelo faced him, he faced him. And don't forget, he also faced Austin Trout. So stop.
That was before Floyd Mayweather. Yes, I agree.
It still was a 54-pounder. Stop your lying. And they were both perceived to be the best in the division. Stop your lying.
Yeah, but why is he stepping back? Shouldn't
he's not. He's not. He's stepping up to 168. He's just doing it at a catchweight.
Oscar and Chavez Sr. too did 525,000 pay-per-view buys.
Listen, MD, and another thing, you gotta believe our belief, like start to believe our belief, which is if you get him here, it's too difficult to go back down 10 pounds, man.
I know.
So he has nowhere to go but towards Golovkin.
But you know the most interesting thing is, what's Billy Ho Saunders going to do?
I don't know, but I seen that he has some sort of mandatory with Top Rank. Look that up, producers. He has some Japanese mandatory he might have to take. Joey from Indiana, talk to me.
Yo, initial reaction, man. I'm excited. This is a big fight. Viva Mexico. I'm telling you right now, this fight's going to do 1.5 million, knocking on 2 million, guaranteed. This is bigger than belts. This is pride right here, bro. And it's bigger than ever. The Mexicans, the mariachis, the taco stands, everybody's coming out for this. This is big time, dude. Like, this is going to be a spectacle, like a WrestleMania type event. Wherever stadium's gonna be. So as far as the matchup, it's gonna be Barrera Morales, dude, just guts and glory all day. It's gonna end in a knockout, but I'm guaranteed. I'm excited. It's gonna be a slugfest. And I'm rooting for Chavez, man. I want him to win, but I think Canelo's gonna probably clip him in 11th or 12th, man. But Viva Mexico, and I'm happy for them cats, man. They finally got a big event coming, man.
All right, Joey, thanks for calling in, bro. Tone in Chicago, Canelo Chavez, it's official.
I think before you guys start naming out the Morales's and the Barreras, you guys need to put respect on those guys' names because what's Chavez's biggest win? He doesn't deserve to be mentioned in the name with these other guys.
Chavez's biggest win is Veek. Tone, Chicago, talk to me.
No, not Tone from Chicago. We got to get to a ringer. We got a ringer in the house.
Oh, man. Tone, yeah, Tone, I'm sorry, man. These producers are not communicating with me.
Well, thumbs up. Thumbs up while you guys are getting
who's that? It just says ringer. Could I get a name there, producer? What's going on?
It's unfadable right there. I said it.
Well, it says ringer on my end. Unfadable, what's going on, my friend? Sorry to keep you waiting. These producers got their eye, coal in their eye.
Yeah, it's all good. Yo, this is a super fight. You know, people should be – does Chavez deserve the fight? Of course not. But it's a super fight. You make exceptions. This fight's going to do huge business. You know, in Mexico, you're going to have Corona bidding against Cerveza Tecate to be the beer of the fight. You're going to have Telemundo and Univision bidding to promote the fight. Big fight. You know, it's going to do big business, 1 million. And, you know, Canelo's feet is slow. He's got good hand movement. Good combinations, but I'm hoping this fight is going to be like a Mickey Ward, a Turo Gotti fight, you know? And then if Canelo wins, he's going to win a lot of his hardcore Mexican fans back. We saw that he ducked Gennady Golovkin, you know? So good fight. Very excited. And keep doing your thing, man.
Yeah, he ducked Golovkin, but he's taking on the bigger test in
all right.
Julio Cesar Chavez Jr.
I just want Unfaded to stick around because I just came up. You remember that Lil Wayne song? He was like, Rikers Honor on this flow, something. But right before that, he says, Unfaded.
I know. I stopped listening
faded.
To him.
Fucking Faded. You know, remember? Y'all suck.
No.
I bet you if I was swinging like, when I'm for Wimp Cotton, not John. No, not either. Tone from Chicago.
What's up, fellas? I just got to say, I'm excited about this fight. It's a casual fan fight, like you guys mentioned earlier. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy that my family gets to watch it. They're going to be happy with the fight. I think it's going to do big numbers. I think at least 1 million pay-per-view buys. The live gate's going to bring in a lot of money as well, just because of the fact that people love Vegas and people love going on a Mexican brawl like that. But with saying that, I don't think it's going to be a brawl. I think it's going to be one of those fights where Canelo will dominate and Chavez is going to have his moments in spurts. He's going to have some moments where he's going to look good and where people might think that Canelo's in trouble, but not so. I think at the end of the day, Canelo will win and he's going to look good because that's what this fight is for. He's moving up in weight. He's going to look good. And then he's going for Triple G in September. So with that being said, that's my call, fellas. Appreciate it.
Tone, appreciate you. Donald Richmond, Chavez Canelo. How many pay-per-view buys? Yes, Donald.
Hello?
Yes, Donald. Okay, Donald, we're going to get to someone else. Yes, Donald, we hear you.
Oh, I'm sorry. My bad, man. My phone was tripping. This fight, I'm not excited about it, but I'm not going to sit up here and hate on it because I know this is going to sell over a million because we're not looking at it. I could look at it and say, oh, I probably won't buy it because I'm black, but the Mexicans, they love this shit. They're going to be drunk all over the place, acting crazy. This is going to sell over a million. Now, and also, I'm going to tell you like this. In Vegas, if I'm not really doing nothing in May, I might even go to that shit. Seriously, though. I might go to it, but I see Canelo beating him up, and I also see that Chavez, if Chavez doesn't take his training camp serious, and if he does his training camp for Freddie Roach, and he does like how he's supposed to, he might go in there and beat Canelo. Canelo should only count on Chavez being the lazy bum that he always is. But if Chavez takes the training camp serious with Freddie Roach and comes and shows up, it might be a competitive fight. But if not, Canelo's just going to walk through Chavez. And I see Chavez sitting in the stool in the corner and then waving their hands up saying, just stop it. He's tired. He doesn't want to get up no more.
All right, Donald.
I just don't – before you guys are all going to take crow on the predictions, I just – please justify – I want somebody to justify how it does more than Cotto Canelo – because that fight was on paper more competitive.
Cotto's not love. That's easy to answer. Nobody likes Cotto. Santiago, what's going on, brother? I wish I was you. You're going to go hang out with Matt and fucking get smashed.
People like Chavez Jr.? Fuck out of here.
They like him more than they like Cotto, I bet.
Like
Cotto does a catch weight, deeper move every time he's in negotiation. At least Chavez is fighting guys like Funkora. Chavez is at least fighting from forward Canelo Martinez. Get the fuck out of here. Come on, bro. Get your life right. Santiago, talk to us.
Hey, now that we know that the Thurman Garcia is going to be at Barclays, dude, at least I'll get to see you in March again. So there's that to look forward to. I look forward to seeing you guys there. I look forward to hanging with Matt and the guys over at Matt's place. And honestly, to put this in a nutshell, my babysitter who doesn't watch boxing came up and asked me, hey, is Canelo Chavez happening? Where is it going to be? When is it? And it's like, if she knows and she doesn't even follow sports, I honestly will not be surprised that with the rabid fan bases of these two guys alone, that it does the pay-per-view value that people don't think it should do. I mean, I was having this conversation a while back with Matt too about that if this fight does get made, it's a pure money grab fight. Nothing more, and I'm more curious as to what Canelo's gonna weigh in the day of the fight versus whether or not Chavez can actually make the damn weight.
So well, Santiago, thanks for calling in, but we have to remember, Memo Heredia most recently came out and he says that he swears that, you know, Chavez will be ready for this fight at 100%. But I know that that raises some flags. Hopefully, WBC is putting some sort of diamond encrusted title, and we could get Vada to back this one, and we get both of these guys to do Vada, because MD, if there's no Vada, this will be his second back-to-back fight with no Vada, and that's Canelo I'm talking about. Let's get to
I don't see Vada happening.
Hey, Odo from Indiana, check what does BoxRec got?
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on, Toto?
Hey, I don't think this fight does over a million just because of the other things, other fights you compare it to, like Cotto Canelo did 900,000. Even if you stretch it a little bit back, Vargas and Oscar De La Hoya did 900,000 as well, and that was a hotly anticipated fight. I like the fight. The only way Canelo loses is if he lays on the ropes. If he lays on the ropes, I think he could be in trouble because Chavez is so much heavier than he is. And he hurt Martinez, a full middleweight, so that'll be very dangerous for Canelo. And, I don't see how this fight can hurt boxing, because a bunch of guys, sometimes you feel embarrassed to be a boxing fan sometimes with some of the pay-per-views, like De La Hoya Trinidad and Mayweather and Pacquiao and stuff. So, yeah, it'll be an interesting.
Toto, man, thanks for calling in, and you're absolutely right. I don't think this hurts boxing. I think this helps boxing. I think we need to promote this one. This is the kind of fight that you want casual fans to bump into and fall in love with the sport. Two guys that you know are going to give you their all, you know, regardless. Like, yes, Chavez has been bad in the past, but in this fight, there's heritage, there's pride.
The same people that shit on Shannon Briggs cannot shit on Chavez Jr.
I don't understand. I don't understand. What do you mean by that? Because I shit
they're
on
both irrelevant.
They're both irrelevant. No, Chavez is always going to be more relevant than Briggs. Listen, you and the people that aren't hitting thumbs up, I just don't understand it. We have more people watching than the people hitting a thumbs up. I mean, you obviously enjoy the show. We obviously love you. We're back.
Yes. Where do you think BoxRec has Chavez ranked?
I don't know, but it's because of his father's name, the pedigree, the heritage, the name. Same reason Eubank Jr. fucking is popular. Knock it off, MD. Get your life together. You're really going off the hinges today. You know what you just did? Now for that, I got to get my shooters. You know who's my shooter? Look who I got to just, you know, really stick it to you, since you want to be, you know, giving me all this. Your nemesis is here.
No way he could justify Chavez.
Check your ass. That's why it's time for the doctor to check your ass, nigga.
What's going on, gentlemen? Fight Doctor in the house on Rick James status as always. What the business is?
What up, Fight Doc?
Great to hear from you.
And once again, Boxing MD. You know, Boxing MD, I am actually growing to like you. I really am. Okay? However, once again, you open your mouth and shit comes out. Okay? And you prove to the boxing universe that you don't know shit about boxing. Don't take it personal, Boxing MD. But there's only one doctor, okay? The fight doctor, as far as the body is concerned. Listen, now let's cut the shit and let's be honest. This fight has been marinating for some years now. Folks have been talking about this fight since Chavez was at 160, all right? So that was some years ago. So this fight, honestly, has been cooking around about the same amount of time, almost as long as Pacquiao Mayweather, all right? So this fight has been on simmer for some time now, and now fight is signed. The pot is about to boil over. Okay, now at the end of the day, listen. When you have two Mexican fighters of this caliber fight in terms of their popularity, all right. When they meet, listen. I was in Las Vegas for the rubber match between Eric Morales and Marco Antonio Barrera. Okay, I was in Vegas for that fight, and I can tell you that personally, you would have thought that Mexico had taken over that part of the United States. All right, there was an incredible buzz for that fight, and I suspect that you will have something similar come Cinco de Mayo. Listen, Bum Lufkin is officially irrelevant.
One second, Fight Doctor. I just want to ask you a question because we talk boxing here. No, don't cut him off.
Don't cut him off. And what do you mean how? Remember, like this, we're talking big business. This does more pay-per-view buys than Daniel Jacobs Golovkin.
Of course, because Canelo's a bigger star, but we're not arguing who the biggest star
is. Golovkin has the first shot, so he can make a statement.
As a boxing purist, no, this is the real question you should ask the Fight Doctor. As a boxing purist, you just named Hall of Fame Mexican boxers. What the fuck has Julio Cesar Chavez ever done besides eat Cheerios and smoke fucking pot and have a close fight with Brandon Vera? And he had a rematch, Brandon Vera.
Easily. Listen, I can answer that question easily. Do you want to know what he's done besides eat Cheerios and walk around and pick underwear?
Come out of his daddy's dick.
He was born to a guy named Julio Cesar Chavez. That's cool. Okay. That's why we're talking about him right now. So, what? Grand scheme of things.
But as a hardcore boxing fan like yourself, as someone who went to medical school and has a doctorate, why are you okay with this shit?
Don't you think Triple G is a tougher fight?
No, let him finish.
I did not. First of all, I did not say I was okay with anything. Okay, I'm just speaking in terms of the business of the business of the whole deal.
Okay? Fight Doctor. I gave you more than you're supposed to get. It's time for you to upgrade to a boomerang, Mike.
Yo, he really does need to upgrade a boomerang, too. I know. He calls in and he never gets to finish his point.
Young
he
just Stern, talk to us.
Hold on, real quick. For a long time, I assume he has the monetary assets.
I want to give these numbers real quick, though, because I was really curious.
You guys are phone jacking. Give those numbers after the call. Go, young Stern.
Yo, guys. Yo, MD, what's your problem with this fight? It's a fun fight. I mean, if Canelo's about to fight Triple G in September and Jacob's fighting Triple G.
Maybe.
Listen, it's fun, but it's not competitive. Like, why are you guys pretending? Oh, yeah, Chavez Jr. Yeah, like Chavez Jr. Who's the last guy Chavez Jr. fought? Caller, tell me.
Who's the last guy he beat?
I asked the caller.
The Mexican guy from Texas. What's his name? You got a rematch with him?
Exactly. You know, he's irrelevant, but he's only relevant because he came out of his daddy's fucking dick, like even the fight doctor said. So, I mean, we're a hardcore boxing show. And this is good for boxing, but this is not a good fight. It's not competitive. It's irrelevant.
Hello. You've been selected to participate in a short 30-second survey. To say thank you.
Thank you. Call a young Stern fell off. Okay. Let me get to – all right. Somebody has something to say about stats and numbers, Steven?
Yeah, okay. So I wanted to look up what the other Mexican rivalries did in terms of pay-per-view buys. So one of the most recent popular ones that obviously come to mind for these opponents would be like Canelo versus Angulo. That was both two Mexicans. They only did about 350,000 pay-per-view buys, according to BadLeftHook.com. Marquez and Barrera in their rubber match, the third fight, 310,000 pay-per-view buys. And this is back when pay-per-view was like $40-$50. Their second fight, 296,000 pay-per-view buys. And Marquez versus Barrera, which was, I want to say in 2007. Yeah, 2007, did 225,000 pay-per-view buys. So as big as these rivalries have been, they haven't generated a lot of pay-per-view buys, but they have still ended upwards of like $10 million.
Yeah, producer,
very quickly, hold on. Very quickly, none of those people are Canelo.
I'm going to put you to work, producer. I need you guys to find the pay-per-view buys for Oscar. How many was he doing? Let's see if Canelo was the new golden boy and a bigger, stronger golden boy. Let's go back to our boomer.
I got all of Oscar's pay-per-view buy rates right here. You want them?
Yeah. Tell me.
I mean, like all of them. There's a lot. Do you want like the big ones or what?
Last five.
Last five. Ricardo Mayorga, 925. Oh, this is from a while ago. Hold on. That's from like 2006. My bad. I'll get back to you.
All right. Let's get to our boomerang. I don't know if Steven knows, but Alex is a boomerang now from Australia, Steven. Talk to me, Alex.
Yeah, I was just going to comment on Steven said, did he say Angulo Alvarez did 350? I mean, if that did 350 with Canelo's name in it, and he did beat Cotto after that. I mean, it's pretty fair to say he should do 700 plus. I mean,
Chavez's
name alone should boost it with promotions alongside of it. I'm happy with this fight. I see it like MD in the sense it's not that competitive, but I'll be happy if this is like one of his tune-ups for Golovkin. I'm more than happy with that. It is a bit of a money grab. He knows there's a lot of money in this. It's risk versus reward, and he knows that it's very low risk for very high reward. With Golovkin, it's high risk, high reward. So, yeah, that's it.
Yeah, man. I like that it's kind of a sandbag fight. You know, it's like he's here. He's got nowhere to go. That's it. Once he's there and he beats Chavez, it's like he can't duck Golovkin again. It's over. Like, I would be, if I were you guys, like, this to me is Sammy Vargas.
But, Ness, what happened to your principles?
What do you mean?
Principles is not paying for non-competitive pay-per-view fights. I thought that was
my
your
friend. Point. I'm not paying for this. You just like you said, you wasn't paying for the last one. You don't have to pay for it. This is why this is okay. It would be worse if it was on HBO. That's part of your subscription. You ain't got to pay for this. The people that love these guys will pay for it. But what you know is this sets up your fight, because once Canelo eats that 10 pounds, it's going to be hard to come back from that. It's going to be hard to come back from that. How's he going to go to 164.5 and then say, man, I ain't fighting Golovkin now, and go back down to 154? He can't. His next fight after Chavez probably will be Billy Joe Saunders, but eventually it would lead to Golovkin. In my opinion, too tough. New York, Brooklyn, talk to me.
Yo, what up, y'all? Listen, so wait, Ness, you think he's going to fight Billy Joe right after Chavez? Because I thought that too, but then when would he fight Triple G?
Yeah, well, that Triple G fight, you know that Triple G fight is like a unicorn, baby, until that shit is on dried ink, you know.
I mean, because the only time I see him fighting Triple G is either Cinco de Mayo weekend or Mexican Independence weekend. And if he fights Billy Joe, because I said that. I think I could see him fighting Chavez Jr., taking the weight, I mean, taking the pounding from a heavier dude. That way he knows he can handle Triple G or whoever else at middleweight. And when he comes down to 160, he could become Billy Joe's mandatory. I mean, since he's already Billy Joe's mandatory, he could slide right in there and set up a fight for him in September. That, I thought, would happen. I think Triple G ain't going to happen until May of 2018.
I agree with you, caller. Especially if this does well, I think that there's no reason for Canelo to have to do another 600,000-plus pay-per-view buys, that they could fight X fighter and do 400 if this does what a lot of the callers are saying. So this is not good for the competitiveness in the sport of boxing, right?
I think it's good. Listen, Too Tough, 30 seconds. This is a media reaction. Willy Wonka, talk to me.
Yeah, hello.
Yes, sir. It's official. Canelo Chavez is going down.
What weight is that?
164.5.
So what, he can do 164.5 for Chavez Jr., but he couldn't do 160 for Golovkin. How's that work?
Yeah, well, Chavez Jr. represents more money.
Ask Oscar. We don't have the answers.
I know. Oscar learned a bit off Mayweather, didn't he? But no, anyway, it's going to be a good fight. So, yeah, I'd watch it. I'd pay for it. So,
competitive, yes or no?
No, not competitive at all, but, you know. It's going to be a nice atmosphere. That's about it.
All right, Wonka. Thanks for calling in. Boomerang, Jose, holla.
Yo, guys, what's going on, man?
What's up?
This right here, guys, represents the best fight we're going to see in all of 2017. Probably going to be the best fight we're going to see in the last 5 years easily, man. This is going to be Chavez laying a licking on Canelo, I'm telling you guys. After I beat Bruce, I'm going to challenge anyone else who's got any belts, man. I'll even take a belt to put up your pants, man. Don't matter. It's going to be easy. Chavez is going to whip this kid's ass.
Now, remember, Jose.
I'm being a pussy.
Jose, remember, after your unification.
Who the fuck is that guy?
Jose, remember, after your unification, you know. There's no more freebie unifications because all the belts are there. There's no more belts. So, you know, everybody else got to pay to fight now.
Jose, I'll put up my soul.
Here's the thing I'll do, man. After I beat Bruce, I think I'll put the green belt up on the line for free. I'll give Joey a chance as long as he makes the reunion show. Does that sound fair?
Yeah, but that's going to be tough, Joey, because Joey ain't coming to the reunion show. But you sound a little overly confident. You forgot you picking against DSG?
Nah, that's no problem, man. Even if DSG pulls off the miracle, I'll go buy 10 belts and I'll put them all up on the line for Canelo to lose again, man. It just, you know what? Like, I shit on Canelo so bad because he ran away from Triple G. And he won't fight Triple G, just so you guys know. It's not going to happen this year either. But I think he's overconfident. He thinks he sees a loser in Chavez Jr. And I think people they underestimate what Chavez can really bring, man. You know, I think everyone just thinks he's like this golden child whose dad was, you know, one of the greatest.
Jose, when does he look good?
Did you even watch his last fight?
Just because of that.
Jose. Gotta cut you, baby. This is an immediate reaction. Let me get to some callers. Too Tough, finish up.
This is not Miguel Cotto that did great things. Like,
listen, I was just gonna say that I think people like Homeboy just said, Chavez Jr. is bigger than Canelo, and people sleeping. What's his name? Heredia, the strength and conditioning coach. He's promising Chavez gonna be ready, and this is like he was ready for that Rich fight or British fight. And he was underweight for that one. So, you know, he might be underweight and strong enough to pop Canelo back, yo. So, who knows, man? This is going to be a good fight.
Yeah, but Andy Lee doesn't have a great chin.
Thanks for calling in, brother.
let's not forget that Andy Lee doesn't have a great chin. So that his one big win, his one quality win, was against a guy who does not have a great chin.
Yo, you hate this fight. I think it's more because
I just have never seen in my lifetime.
I can't believe we haven't pieced it together, Matt. It's because Canelo gave Chavez the shot and not Triple G. Stainless from Nashville, talk to us.
Yo, the boxing was up, man. It's been a minute. I just wanted to say Happy New Year to y'all. I mean, I'm with MD, man. This fight, it is what it is. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to probably end up watching anyway just because, you know, I love boxing. But I really just called in, man. I haven't been able to call in all year, but I've been watching every podcast y'all guys have been doing. Matt, it's good to see you on the panel as well. Steven, man, it's good to see you. MD, man, Ness, man, y'all been holding it down, man. I couldn't see if Casual was on there, man. But, man, I'm seeing, you know, I just watched the what's that? The Badu Jack James DeGill weigh in and the press conferences and the training promo sessions, because I'm a Patreon member. You know what I'm saying? I watched the behind the scenes, the Triple G interview. Oh my God, y'all guys are doing the work, man. Y'all done gave me Christmas, Kwanzaa, and Hanukkah like in a week and a half, man. I don't want to say it like I don't care about the fight, but at this point, I don't care, man, because I'm so well in tune with everything y'all guys have been putting up, man, to the point I'm advertising to my own people, telling them, yo, watch the Boxing Voice. You know what I'm saying? It's one of my bosses is a former Golden Gloves in Indiana, man, and he think I know more about boxing than he does. And I'm telling him, yo, I watch the Boxing Voice, man. That's, you know what I'm saying? Like, that's where I got my start and having my foothold, you know what I'm saying, and knowing what I'm talking about, man. So that's all I got to say, man. That's all I wanted to say, man. And y'all keep on doing that great work. And I don't know my 10 seconds up. I'm pretty sure I already passed it, but I got to say, as I always do, please make sure you share and push the thumbs up on this and every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast, man. Peace.
Thank you, Stainless, man. I can't wait till you need the RSVP for the TBV Appreciation Night, brother, because you deserve an award for all the comments that you do. I mean, every episode he's reminding people to share and thumbs up, and we appreciate it. So once again, look at the amount of people watching. I don't understand it. Don't release that hatred from your heart. Hit that thumbs up. It ain't that hard to do. We're going to get to some other callers here. We got 801. First time caller?
No, I just called.
What's your name?
Gabe.
Gabe from? That's all Matt's fault. Gabe from where? Salt Lake City. That's right. Gabe from Salt Lake City. Talk to me, Gabe.
And another thing that I know why MD's mad now is because now Canelo is also going to have the upper hand in the negotiation because this pay-per-view is going to kill the Jacobs.
He's always had the upper hand. Why would he be mad about something that he's always had? Makes no sense.
Because he gets to put his foot. He gets to put his foot on his neck.
But I really think that the callers have become businessmen, BIDNESS men, because nobody here has a business degree, instead of boxing fans. Because again, what has Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. done to deserve a fight against anybody? I've never seen a guy get more praise for, again, the fact that he came out of a fucking famous boxer's dick. There's no other explanation. It makes no sense to me.
It's the genes, man. It's the name, like everyone's saying. He's just – every Golovkin fan, every Mexican Golovkin fan is a Chavez fan. I guarantee you that. So
yeah, senior. Fuck yeah.
Gabe, thank you for calling in, brother. We got another 708. First time calling in. Who's this?
It's Nachito from the Shy.
Nachito from the Shy, brother.
What's going
tell
on,
me,
man?
Tell me, are you happy, Canelo?
It's been a minute, man. Man, bro, let me tell you something. This fight has been, and Fight Factor hit it with another Shy-Town brother, Fight Factor. He hit the nail right on the head, man. This fight has been brewing since Canelo, even before Canelo was even a Golden Boy fighter. Canelo, when he was 18 years old, he called out Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. No one knew who Canelo was, and he kept calling him out until, you know, Oscar saw him in Mexico. So this fight it's been brewing. It's been like, and then it got to a point where, you know, now Chavez Jr. was like, I don't even know who Canelo is. Now the rules are reversed. Canelo is the big star, and Chavez Jr. is not. But right now, now that you've got them together, it makes for a big, huge financial fight. I know, you know, MD about the finances and everything. It's sad, of course, but it is what it is, man. And it's gonna. Someone else mentioned it, man. This is really gonna hurt Golovkin in the negotiations, man. I think Golovkin Jacobs will probably, if they're lucky, they'll make 150K. And I'm looking at Chavez Jr. and Canelo fight got announced today, and that fight's not even till May, and it's gonna be an HBO pay per view. How do you think they're gonna promote that, bro? It's like 4 months.
Now, Chito, thanks for calling in, brother. We only doing 30 to 45 seconds. It's an immediate reaction show, but I'll tell you how they're going to promote it. They've already started by announcing it, like you said, 4 months early, and they also already said keywords in their public press release that they're going to do an international press tour. So you know they're going to Mexico. You know they're going to come to Los Angeles. You know they're going to come to New York City. You know this is going to do more press city tours than what Daniel Jacobs and Gennady Golovkin did. And you can go check out my interview with Tom Lawford where I disputed with him that two cities wasn't enough for a pay-per-view. And now you will see. Matt, you so badly want us to talk about those emails. We could talk about that. That we all know Golden Boy is 90-something percent of fucking Golden Boy's. I mean, Canelo's 90% of Golden Boy's profit. And they're going to put all the money behind him in marketing come to this pay-per-view. Let's get to some other callers. We got our good old Patreon, Larry from San Francisco. Talk to us, brother.
Hey, big up to the Boxing Voice. Thanks for coming back again. Hey, Ness, I want to thank you. You helped me turn over a new leaf this year. It's called the positivity. I am looking at this differently now. This is a Nestor Gibbs, Dan Rafael, Mike Coppinger type fight. It's a big event. It gets people out and in coverage and all kinds of casual ears and eyes.
We get new fans, Larry.
Not Nestor's not buying it. How could you say it's a Nestor Gibbs fight if he said himself is not
buying it? When yo, listen,
you just said that 10 minutes ago.
No, check this out.
Did you say that?
All right, but check this out. Honest to God, I cannot remember the last pay-per-view I didn't buy. Now, hear me out before you cut me off. Manny Pacquiao, Jesse Vargas, I was watching it on Tiger Stream, and I told you, company came over. I'm not going to bring them to my bedroom, and I'm not going to put a 50-foot.
That was a more legit fight than this.
It doesn't matter. I just rather pay, especially when people are coming out. Now, this is a fight that Paul Yearwood will come out, you know, a couple of other people, maybe Alex, maybe Enrique. I'm going to probably record myself watching this one like we did the Chisora. I'm sorry, Larry, but, you know.
More competitiveness, and we'll let you get your full call, Larry. I'm sorry. What's more competitiveness, Golovkin, Daniel Jacobs, or this fight right here?
That is so funny. That is so funny. Stay tuned tomorrow. We're going to give you guys a set.
No, we don't need
No, no, no. No, I'm not answering that. You're not getting me to go down there, but we are going to be talking about that tomorrow. There is a very strong comparison in Gennady Golovkin versus Daniel Jacobs and this fight. Stay tuned tomorrow morning. You want a Saturday edition show? Stay tuned tomorrow. If not tomorrow morning, I guess maybe can't do it tomorrow night either because we got fights. Oh, my God. We're going to have to squeeze that one in. It might be Monday. I don't know, but MD and I have a great topic to talk about. Larry, take it away.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear you try to compare those two fights because I don't see it. But I guess we'll tune in tomorrow. Hey, but MD, I want you to lay aside the hatred and open up your mind. It's an event fight. For this one, it's not necessarily just about the buys. People are going to have parties. People are going to Buffalo Wild Wings and Dave and Buster's. It's going to be big, and a lot of casuals will go to it. I don't love the matchup by any means, but there is a positive way to look at it, and that's how I am. I hope they do it in Mexico, though. I hope it's a bit loud.
Tell me about it.
And they have 130,000 people there, and it's huge. I think at the end of the day, we're looking at about 700 top 800,000 buys. But if it's more power to them, I'm out.
Larry, let me ask you a question. I just want you to answer this because you've been loyal, been a Patreon. Where are all the people crying that are crying about Guillermo Rigam, they'll never get a shot, and Lee's Landy Laura, he never gets a shot. He has to fight a rabbi. And these guys are not getting shots, yet Chavez Jr. suddenly gets a fight with Canelo, and now everybody's on board with it.
Technically, Laura got plenty of opportunities.
Right. Okay. But again, I just find it being hypocritical because now people are counting people's monies being for this. You're either a hardcore or you're not a hardcore. And that's why myself, I understand this is not bad for the sport of boxing, but this is not a good fight if you're looking through the realms of boxing as far as being competitive or relevant. So that's my assertion.
Larry, he wanted you to answer that.
And for the little it's worth, I agree with your assertion. It's not a great competitive matchup. And there's like 15 people that should be in there with Canelo before JCC Jr. But he's in there. And for Rigondo and Lara, you'll never get me to fight on their side because I prefer someone who's going to come forward and throw punches and someone who's going to run away from the punches. So all day long, you give me Chavez. But that's what it's about. He's got a name, and then he's capitalizing on it, and that's why they're making this fight.
Larry, thank you. MD, you'd be happy to hear that the WBC just sent out basically a 2017 warning. This could have been a show all its own, but I'll just let you guys know here. They're sending a WBC VADA Clean Boxing Program warning to all boxers enrolled in the CBP. Dear Champions, Challengers, Fighters, we wish you a great 2017, hoping your dreams and ambitions materialize. As you are aware, every fighter enrolled in the Clean Boxing Program must keep updated information on their whereabouts. Keyword, whereabouts.
Yeah, well, that makes sense.
That's very common.
It's very common. Yeah, we've heard stories about in other sports like mixed martial arts where they follow them even like on things like vacation. They could get in trouble if they go to visit like their mother that lives in a different state, and they don't advise them. They go to the gym where they should be training, and they're not there, and they could get fined or suspended just based on that, not being available.
No, and I'm just bringing it up because I like that they are being that disciplined on it.
Mm-hmm. Hey, Ness, really fast. There was a person in the UFC named Tim Kennedy. He's a middleweight. And he came back from training. A USADA representative came there on a random drug test. And because he just came back from training, they had to wait an hour. He said, I'm going to take a shower because I was just sweating. I don't want staph infection, everything like that. So he hopped in the shower, and that USADA representative had to watch him take a shower.
Yeah, well, that's very extreme, but that's good.
I'm just saying, hold on. That when you start opening this can of worms for whereabouts, 24/7 sort of I don't know, surveillance, or, you know, there's a can of worms in terms of rights and privacy that it will come up eventually. May not be right now, but in 2 years' time, it will be, because it is an issue with UFC fighters. They don't like this intrusion, so to speak.
Well, when you sign up for a company or any other business, right, for example, let's just say that you're a school teacher in a state that even decriminalizes something like marijuana, you have to abide by the laws of that company. So I'm just letting you know that you give up rights when you're choosing to fight in a sport of boxing. You don't have inalienable rights when you're choosing to fight.
I'll put it this way. When you sign
Hold on. Fucking out of control. Ali from Dago. Talk to me. Jesus. These guys go down these MMA rabbit holes.
What's up, man? How's everybody doing? Ness, MD, Matt.
What's up, brother? Talk to us, Ali.
Shit, man. I don't think this is the best fight, but I like this fight. You know, I feel like this is a fight, you know, like one of the other callers was saying, has been brewing for years. So I feel like it's good to just get it out the way now. And then, you know, Canelo can focus on all the other fights we want to see him fight after this. And this is good for Mexico. You know what I'm saying? And I think I'm going to say this fight does like 700 or 800,000 pay-per-view buys. And that's my call, y'all.
All right, Ali. Thank you for calling in all the way in San Diego. We got 210. You're live. Who's this? First time calling? 210.
Yeah, it's the first time caller.
Who's this?
This is David from San Antonio.
David from San Antonio, talk to us, brother. Canelo Chavez, it's official. May 6th, live on pay-per-view. They haven't picked the venue. Are you hoping they come to Texas, or you want this one in Vegas?
I'm the first guy that is a Mexican guy calling, man, and I'm telling you, this is going to be a big fight. Like the other guy said, no matter what the talk is right now between the weights and stuff like that, Canelo is big for being just a welterweight, fighting little guys. It's time for him to step up and fight Triple G. At least he's taking a risk by taking my bigger man, which is Chavez Jr. Chavez Jr. has only stopped twice in his career. And you know, for both fights, he hasn't been training for shit. And you know what? Sergio Martinez almost got fucking killed inside the ring on the 12th round. That's fighting out of heart, out of being a Mexican fighter of pride. We need people like that in fucking fighting. We don't need no fucking Mayweather anymore. Fuck him and fuck his running. He's a good boxer. Okay, give him that. Buy a little pay-per-view. Okay, that's fine. But this is a real fight.
Dude, why'd Chavez wait to the 12th round, though?
What was that? Oh, with Compada? Man, fucking Chavez, did you see him? Man, that fucker was drained.
No, I'm talking about during the Sergio fight, right? I think that that 12th round was impressive, but I mean, if he did that in the 8th round instead of getting his ass whooped every second of that fight, it would have been different, right?
Young, unexperienced, with no motivation. Man, he had everything going against him. I mean, what the fuck, man? What type of motivation do you need when he's making millions of dollars just because of the name, like the other guy said? I'm not sure what coach it was. Good, yeah, he has the name, okay. But he's fighting out of instinct, out of just boxing skills. Naturally, he was born that way. And he has it in him. So this fight, not only he's motivated, not only he's
David, more experienced. David, man, thank you for calling in, brother. I hate to cut you off. I don't know how long you've been listening or if you're a first-time caller, but we are only doing about 30 seconds. I gave you about 2 minutes there, brother.
We got Canadian Jose, too, by the way.
How does Shane Mosley song go?
So that you can get notifications when we do go live and you can call back in. Excuse me, MD?
How does Shane Mosley's son look?
When?
How does he look at the sport of boxing?
He's not doing well.
Okay.
Let's get back to Jose. Talk to me.
Yo, man. Sorry for being greedy. I just wanted to ask MD a question. At 160, like, this fight has got to be better than him fighting Billy Joe Saunders or any other one of those UK bombs, man.
No.
How can you not be okay with this fight? It's pure entertainment value, man. It's worth it. If he beats a bigger man, then he can't be called a pussy anymore for dodging Triple G. I want to know MD's thoughts on that.
That's not true at all, because 10 pounds is moving, fighting a guy who's done nothing that weighs 10 pounds more than a guy who's supremely talented that weighs 10 pounds less. You, Canadian Jose, yourself, who's a big Floyd Mayweather fan, knows that 10 pounds here and there is not the end of the world. Chavez Jr. is a shot fighter, and if he was in shape, should be fighting at 160. So just because he's fighting a bigger fighter doesn't mean he's courageous. It means it's a money grab against a fighter who has a big name. Nothing more. I think Billy Joe Saunders fight is much more competitive.
Man, what about Styles making fights?
Yeah, what style does Chavez Jr. bring?
Chavez is even a top 15 super middleweight or light heavyweight.
Chavez brings a pressure style. He's a body puncher. Canelo sometimes stays on
the poor. Often. He's poor at all of those, Ness. And I don't even think he has knockout power. The thing that he's used to his advantage in all of his fights that he's had success was his size. And by a miracle of God that he made, you know, the weight and by his size, so he rehydrated, never did VADA testing. This guy is a joke. I don't know why anybody thinks it's otherwise. His dad was not a joke.
Well, damn, I thought we were done, but I see somebody else. Some more fun, eh? Let me see. It looks like, I don't know if this is AB or not. 818, you're live on TBV. Who's this?
My name is Hector.
Hector, where are you calling in from?
I'm calling from El Paso today.
El Paso, is this your first time calling in or no?
Yeah, first time, man.
All right, well, thanks for coming on to the show, man. We're talking Canelo Chavez.
Yeah. Yeah, I just want to say it's a great matchup. Other than the height disparity, I think this is a good fight for Canelo to take before Triple G, just because you got a guy, like you said, he's got pressure, relentless, and he's got a granite chin. So it's a better matchup for Canelo to take on before Triple G, as opposed to, let's say, the guy from England or one of the 154 guys, you know. Or even they were talking about the guy from Canada, Lemieux, right? So, all in all, as far as for setting up the big explosive fight against Triple G, this brings up a lot of hype, right? It's a huge fight for Canelo in May. He wins this fight. He shows he can go up in weight against a big, tough guy. who can take a shot, and he shows that he can go the distance with big guy. If it does go a distance, if it doesn't go to distance and he knocks him out, then that just makes the Triple G fight like the biggest fight ever. You know what I mean? As opposed to, let's say,
Hector, thanks for calling in, brother. 30 to 40 seconds immediate reaction show, man. We appreciate it. Definitely subscribe to the YouTube channel so you can get notifications when we go live. And our regular days are Thursday and Sunday, where we go for 3 hours and we give you guys one whole round, 3 minutes. But these are immediate reactions. We just want 30 to 45 seconds because we got to like.
You know what samba we need? What? You know what samba we need?
What?
We need Julio, Sergio Martinez. When remember that they did the face off, right? And obviously the book speaks Spanish, but the best line in any 24/7 most ever was when he was talking about all the champions he fought, and then he was naming them, and he goes Sebastian Zbik, and then Sergio Martinez goes Zbik, like his reaction. Do you remember that shit?
No,
but well, exactly. Right. So you don't remember that?
Two.
Please look that up. Sergio Martinez tried Chavez on his
hello.
Hello, who's this? 562.
No, it's Edgar from Long Beach.
Edgar from Long Beach. Matt, get to work. What's going on, Edgar? Talk to us. 30 to 45 seconds, go.
Look, man, as a Mexican, man, I'm excited. I mean, this is going to be big, very big. MD, I don't even think you like boxing in general. You don't say anything positive about any boxer in these guys. So I don't even pay attention to MD anymore. But as far as this fight goes, I think it's great that Canelo went up in weight. That way he has no more excuses.
Oscar, did you not listen to the show earlier?
The Golovkin fight was going to be for sure in September. And so that's going to be big. You know, I lost all respect for Chavez Jr. after the Fanfara fight. I was there at the StubHub Center. You know, the fact that the whole StubHub Center was packed full of Mexicans, and you got beer cans thrown all over the ring. It was a mess. I mean, just no heart at all. I don't think he's dedicated to the sport, so I would love to see Canelo just take him to school and just put in that work. It's going to be fun to watch.
All right, brother. Thanks for calling in. What was your name again?
Edgar from Long Beach.
Edgar from Long Beach. Thank you for calling in, brother. We got 847. Talk to us.
Yo, first-time caller.
How long you been listening, my friend?
Bro, I've been listening for 3 years. It's the first time I get the call, man.
Oh, man, amazing. Congratulations. I'm happy you finally get to pop that cherry, baby. So what's your name?
My name is Rafa from Chicago, bro.
Rafa or Zafa with a Z?
No, Rafa with an R, homie.
All right, Rafa from Chicago. We're going to do this all over again because you know the tradition around here. If you've been listening for 3 years, here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
This is Rafa, el abogado de Oro Castillo. What's up?
What's up, Rafa? Talk to me. Canelo Chavez. Cinco de Mayo is going down.
Man, dude, Ness, I consider myself to be a very, very hardcore casual, man. And, you know, as a Mexican, I'm very happy for this fight because it's been a while since we've had good Mexican combat, you know? So I'm very proud of Canelo for taking on this fight. I know that, you know, people are going to talk shit about Canelo fighting a nobody, which is Chavez, but still, it's a name. It's going to go on his record. And when he retires, they're going to look back at this fight and say, wow, man, this guy fought the best. So I'm very happy. And if Chavez pulls it off, then what the fuck? He's on top of the world again. So why not, man? I'm happy.
All right, Rafa, thanks for calling in, brother. Remember to subscribe. Get those notifications when we go live. I think this is our third or second show today. Who knows? TBV is like crazy Eddie around here. We keep doing shows. Listen, I want to thank everyone that tuned in. Remember to hit that thumbs up button in the future, present, past. This is a good fight. This is good for boxing. And look, at the end of the day, Golovkin is busy March 18th. We got to remember that. He's busy. Canelo needs to do something himself. Hopefully we can look forward to September, and you know, the names on the banner will be a little bit different. It'll be Golovkin and Canelo. If not, Golovkin and Chavez. Chavez has always been you know, in the media saying that he's willing to take that fight. So, you know, We'll see. Listen, I'm your host, Nestor Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NestGTO. If you're enjoying this show and you support what we do, check us out on Patreon for more exclusives. We just did an all angles film study review on Daniel Jacobs fight versus Dmitry Prague. And we did that in the build up for this fight with Gennady Golovkin and Daniel Jacobs. We'll be reviewing more. We were thinking about Willie Monroe just to see what a slick fighter can do. We know he didn't have much success, but if those punches that he landed were thrown by Daniel Jacobs, would there be any success? I don't know. But you can catch my co-hosts on social media at...
Well, I'm trying to find that fucking Sebastian Beek. You, whatever. You can find me at BoxingMD1, right? And I know Ness remembers this Sebastian because he speaks Spanish better than I do. And the dude is a fucking joke, Chavez Jr. And you guys could call me whatever you want to, negative and being a hater, right? The fact is that you guys really don't know that much about boxing if you think that this is a competitive fight. I'm sorry. Chavez Jr. is a fucking joke. We all laughed at him with his pink underwear and his marijuana positive things and all this other bullshit. So let's stop pretending that this guy is anybody relevant of a sport. And you guys can fucking jerk off this fight and raise with your pom-poms and go to a bar and be happy. But I'm a fucking disgruntled hardcore boxing fan. And I think that this fight gives permission for Canelo and the diva he is to do whatever he wants to do and fight whatever. Because again, not just for GGG, but there's two Charlo brothers. There's Andrade. And there's other guys out there that deserve a shot a lot more than Chavez Jr.
Is that your social media or your final thoughts?
I'm trying to find Sebastian Beek, but whatever.
I know. You're over here tap dancing to get that little sound bite. Go ahead, Matthew.
You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter. If you want to follow any sort of MMA content, I also do MMA podcasts, Mixed Combat Radio. You can find it on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes. So, yeah, check it out.
All right, you heard that, guys? I know I don't usually like MMA, but my boy's an MMA trader. So if you're into MMA traderness, he's got his own little MMA trader podcast. You guys could, I guess, become traders together. Bunch of traders.
Later. I like MMA before boxing.